This is a new patient dictation for Jeffrey Lee, JEFFREYLEE. Date of birth is 3/30/1964. Date of accident is 4/19/2020. The date of visit is 6/27/2023. The patient is here, Mr. Jeffrey Lee. His previous physician for pain management was Mr. Charles Lee, or Dr. Charles Lee. He reports that he is a victim of an automobile accident, and he is suffering from severe pain in the area of neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, to the tune of, he's suffering from pain in the lower back only. There is no pain in the neck, mid back, and upper back. He also has a pain in both the shoulders at around 8, with difficult time lifting the arm beyond 110, 120 degrees of abduction. His left leg is shorter. He can walk less than one block. He has a hard time standing for a long time and sitting for a long time, driving for a long time in the car. He attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident, which is described as follows. On 4/19/2020, at 2 p.m., the patient was traveling this is how the accident happened. The accident happened on Menard store at Davison in Flint area. And the way accident happened is this: he just got out of his car and he was hit by a 2x4 board that fell from a pickup truck and hit across his head. And his cousin was the driver at that time. And then he went to the ER in the McLaren Hospital, where he was there for 2 to 3 hours. He was not seat belted. There was no car involved as such directly. And it was airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. He did not fall on the ground. It was not a hit and run accident. Police did not come. Ambulance didn't come. But he did go to the hospital. After that, he started seeing Dr. Lee from anesthesia, and Dr. Lee had expired, so he did not have any physician. He was referred by a pharmacy, Farmore, because he was looking for a new physician. He has had therapy by Auro Rehab, AuroRehab. So far, the patient has only evidence as of physical therapy and no other treatment. History of presenting illness: patient reports no headaches, no symptoms of TBI, no dizziness, vertigo, no ringing in the ear, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any memory loss, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, or focus problem. He denies any vision problem, hearing problem, or any taste problem, smell problem, or any issue with the chewing or facial muscles. No incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. However, he has no subtle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance. He reports numbness and tingling due to the shooting pain in the arm and legs. He has a difficulty walking. He can walk up to 2 blocks and difficult time sitting and standing, and moderate anxiety, depression, panic. He had incontinence of the bowel or urine. He reports that it hurts to walk, hurts to talk, it hurts to move around. And last MRI was done 2 years ago. He's referred by his attorney, Mr. Jonathan Hirsch, for further review. The referral is in the chart. They are representing, this law firm is representing them. And the pain is continuous in the area of lower back and both shoulders. He reports that there is no pain in the neck, upper back, or mid back. And these pains are described as throbbing, stabbing, heart burning, fearful, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 9. In the modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, lying down, standing, walking, and improved by medications and physical therapy. The pains are shooting down to the posterior, to the anterior part of the leg, involving all the way to the ankle and foot, and great toe, big toe is involved, has numbness and tingling, which is almost off and on at this time. There is also some numbness, tingling of the arms related to the previous neck injury that he had, for which surgery, cervical fusion was done from C2 to C7. He has a history of x-rays, MRIs done for this injury that are available. The numbness, tingling, pins and needle is off and on and has not improved. Muscle weakness is not reported. Bowel, bladder incontinence is not reported. Past treatment is only for physical therapy at Auro Rehab, A-U-R-O Rehab, and surgery for the neck, and no injections or epidural injections are reported. No chiropractor or acupuncture is reported. System review is from the chart, although I can discuss. He reports of high blood pressure and no other issues. Past surgical history is positive for cervical fusion from C6-7 in 2004 at Genesis Hospital. Allergies to medications, none. Family history, mother is alive, suffering from high blood pressure, nervous breakdown. Father is deceased, and cause is not known. One brother, no medical problem. Two sisters, no medical problems in the siblings. Relationship status, patient is separated. He lives with Stephanie and two kids. Employment status, he is not working due to the pain. He is currently unemployed as well. Disability, yes. He is receiving a disability from the SSI. Legal history, Jonathan Hirsch is the law firm who is representing his case. He does not drink. He does smoke and does use recreational drugs, including marijuana and weed, off and on to relieve the pain. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 218 over 116, pulse is 49. Height is 5'8". Weight is 168 pounds. Sixty-one-year-old African-American male. With the pulse ox was 100. The patient is a 61-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clavicle, colonicia. There's no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, and patient does not appear to be in overt anxiety or lethargy. He's well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. There's a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent. He's not using any active devices to mobilize it. Rest of the exam will be from the template, except in the skin mentioned that there is a scar in the neck posteriorly, which is 3 inch wide, and it is in the middle of the neck posteriorly, 3 inch scar. Neurological examination is the normal, and then musculature examination reveals that there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles, L1 to L5, bilaterally with no trigger points, 1+ hypertonicity. Rest of the muscles are completely normal, normal tone, bulk contraction, no clonus fasciculation or abnormal tremors. There is a tenderness of bilateral supraspinatus region. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is completely normal. In the spine, tenderness is present at L4, L5, S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Paraspinal muscles are found to be in spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally without any tenderness or trigger points. However, hypertonicity is present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited due to the previous cervical fusion surgery. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was painful beyond 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign was negative, Lermit test was negative, distraction test negative, Sotohol test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Sloan test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg rest test was positive bilaterally at 35 degrees. Cross leg rest, cross contralateral leg rest test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. Berger test was negative. Camp test was positive and Babinski sign negative. In the sacroiliac joint, fibro test was positive bilaterally. Gonsalon test was positive bilaterally. And Trendelenburg sign is negative. Distraction test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Standing flexion test was negative. Extremities examination, except for the area of both shoulders, rest of the extremities have been unremarkable for any positive findings. Please mention that rest of the extremities except the shoulder are warm to touch, well perfused, no tenderness, pudal edema, confusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length disturbance is noticed. The gait is normal and patient is not using a cane or adaptive device. Examination of the both shoulders reveal that on inspection, the shoulders appear completely normal, no scars, laceration, contusion, or any tender points noticed. On palpation, no crepitus or any popping noise heard, no fractures, dislocations. Range of motions are limited. Active leg range of motion is limited to 120 degrees of abduction maximum without pain on the right and 110 degrees on the left without pain. In the muscle strength, please mention it is 4x5. And special test for the rotator cuff tendon testing is positive. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive bilaterally. Speed test, near test is positive. Posterior apprehension is positive. Anterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXT R26.89 G89.21 M62.830 Z79.891 Nerves M17.2 Muscles M62.838 Ligaments M54.0 Pain in the shoulder, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, cervical spine. M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA, M96.1. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, M48.06. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care for Jeffrey Lee comes from the chart or from the template. Treatment plan is planned as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to continue 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, shoulders to keep continuously help. We added a laser acupuncture and chiropractic treatment also. Patient was advised what infrared heat. Disability goes for work, housework, and transportation. Medications is provided with methadone 500 twice a day, anti-narcotic, non-narcotic, and it is for to provide the anti-inflammatory effect. Flexural, 10 milligrams 3 times a day, 90 tablets. Are provided for muscle relaxation, 11 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep, and pain relief. Narco 10 over 325 with 12 hours. For 15 days, 30 tablets are provided for temporary relief from pain. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Patient probably needs psychiatric care for anxiety, depression, panic, as well as using hypnosis behavioral modification for pain relief. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. Well, the records are available. These MRIs are done at M1 imaging. Date is July 13, 2021. It shows in the lumbar spine there is a bulging disc at L4, L5, indenting ventral thecal sac, elevating posterior longitudinal ligament with a mild bilateral neural permanent narrowing, mild bilateral facet arthropathy. L5 S1, there is a central disc herniation, indenting the ventral thecal sac, elevating the posterior longitudinal ligaments, contacting the right S1 nerve root with mild bilateral neural permanent narrowing. No spinal stenosis, but mild bilateral facet arthropathy. These findings were discussed with the patient. He was informed of all the details, pathology, as well as treatment options. Cervical spine, however, shows the following. It says there is a posterior fusion screws from C4-5-C6-7, C4-5-C5-6-C6-7. Lever scoliosis of the cervical spine, mild. At C2-3, there is a disc bulging. C3-4, there is a bulging disc. And C4-5, there is a disc herniation. C5-6, there is a disc bulging. And C6-7, there is a partial osseous fusion with disc bulging. Now, there is a positive fire throughout. There are the ventral thecal sac is affected. Posterior longitudinal ligament is elevated. Spinal stenosis moderate is present. Severe osteophytes anterior posterior are seen. The patient may have some chronic pain from these findings. And at this time, we'll We have reviewed all of these. Interventional pain procedures are recommended as follows. First, lumbar epidural steroid injection is indicated times 4 to 6. Pressure joint injection could be done if the pain is not better at the level of L5 S1 and L4 L5. Sacroiliac joints bilateral are indicated 2 injections. Pressure joints are also 2 injections for diagnostic. And for the cervical spine, the patient has a chronic issues, and one or two injections can be done if the pain is not completely gone. Shoulder. For rotator cuff, for supraspinatus tendon and intra-articular shoulder are recommended for this patient. Will be scheduled as soon as possible. Surgical options. Patient already had a surgery for the cervical spine. He is reluctant to go for surgery for the lumbar spine. After doing 4 to 6 injections to the lumbar spine, and if they are not improving any pain, then he will be referred to the surgery. Neuropsych is not warranted. Alternate care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records have been released. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs. Neck brace, back brace, tense units are provided to the patient for help with the healing. Education is yes. Follow visit in 10 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.